Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR Number 107. Rejecting the Testimonies. Sanctified Leaders Needed. Release requested by A.L. White for use in notes and papers and teaching. Many times in my experience, I have been called upon to meet the attitude of a certain class who acknowledged that the testimonies were from God, but took the position that this matter and that matter were Sister White's opinion and judgment. This suits those who do not love reproof and correction, and who, if their ideas are crossed, have occasion to explain the difference between the human and the divine. If the preconceived opinions or particular ideas of some are crossed in being reproved by testimonies, they have a burden at once to make plain their position, to discriminate between the testimonies, defining what is Sister White's human judgment and what is the word of the Lord. Everything that sustains their cherished ideas is divine, and the testimonies to correct their errors are human, Sister White's opinions. They make of none effect the counsel of God by their tradition. 16, 1889, 1. The Discernment of Truth, circa January 18, 89. Selected Messages 3, 69. You and he have evidenced your opinion of your own judgment, that it was more reliable than Sister White's. Did you consider that Sister White has been dealing with just such cases during her life of service for the Master? That cases similar to your own, and many varieties of cases, have passed before her that should make her know what is right and what is wrong in these things? Is a judgment that has been under the training of God for more than 50 years of no preference to those who have not had this discipline and education? Please consider these things. 115, 1895, page 4. To Fanny Bolton, November 26th, 1895. Selected Messages 3, 60. Requested by Fearing for use in the ministry. God's cause at this time is in special need of men and women who possess Christ-like qualifications for service, executive ability, and a large capacity for work, who have kind, warm, sympathetic hearts, sound common sense, and unbiased judgment, who will carefully weigh matters before they approve or condemn, and who can fearlessly say no or yea and amen, who, because they are sanctified by the Spirit of God, practice the words, "All ye are brethren," striving constantly to uplift and restore fallen humanity. Released January 20th, 1959.